Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall reproach you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. Matthew 5:3-12. The Beatitudes are a part of a whole, the Sermon on the Mount. An understanding of the Beatitudes will help us overcome some of the superficial concepts held by the world concerning religion and our responsibility to our God. The principles of the Beatitudes are as applicable today as they were the day they were uttered, and would and will help our society pull itself up out of the mire into which it has sunk. David said, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Proverbs 14:34. The principles contained in the Beatitudes would help curtail the arrogance so prevalent in society. Blessed are the poor in spirit. When mankind recognizes their nothingness before the Creator, then and only then will they divulge themselves of arrogance. The king's heart is in the hand of Jehovah as the water courses. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but God weigheth the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to Jehovah than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, is sin. Proverbs 21:1-4. Blessed are the peacemakers. Our society is overrun with chaos. Rioting in the streets, shootings are being reported most every day of the week, and a great disregard for authority abounds. James said, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good life his works in meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter jealousy and faction in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom is not a wisdom that cometh down from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where jealousy and faction are, there is confusion and every vile deed. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without variance, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for them that make peace." James 3:13-18. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to consider the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." Galatians 5:15.